It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Numbers to Trump. Holy cow. Every day gets better and better and better. This mandate expands, and yet Joe Scarborough is shocked about the price of butter. I kid you not. Doesn't believe butter. $7. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here on a Thursday, 855-849-1210. On Twitter, at Rich Cioli. Got to tell you, yesterday I was wiped on the show. I was so wiped. I went back and listened to a little bit of the podcast, and I felt it was a little low energy. But I'm back. I got my energy back today. It was such a late night the night before, and then driving back from Pittsburgh. And I was running on fumes. We all were. Everybody put in an incredible effort over the course of Election Day. But I got a good night's sleep last night, even though I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning and couldn't fall back asleep. But that's okay. But I'm still fired up and looking at these election results. Philadelphia, how Trump did great in the city of Philadelphia. And Kamala Harris underperformed big time. But that's not the story. The story is not that she underperformed. It's that Trump overperformed. By the way, the White House fembot Karine Jean-Pierre speaking right now and saying that the American people have spoken. We might grab some audio of that for you at some point. And Joe Biden came out today and spoke, and people are very, the Democrat Party is very angry at him, I guess, for not dying sooner. I'm not really quite exactly sure, but. Oh, and then there's the whole thing, and this is pretty fascinating, too. There's the whole thing about America's birthday party that that President Trump is planning. The 250th anniversary, the 250th birthday of America is coming up. And I tell you what, America doesn't look a day over 40, if you ask me. She looks beautiful. But anyway, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be in Iowa, a huge, huge fair. I'm not sure exactly why Iowa, but I was kind of hoping for Philly and Independence Mall, but, you know, he didn't ask my opinion. Had he asked my opinion on election night, I would have told him that, but that's okay. Nevertheless, we are streaming live on YouTube momentarily, getting it up and running for you. So join the fun there. I just want to remind you, our Politics and Pints with Jimmy Fallon is coming up on Wednesday, November 13th. That's next week. Tickets are selling like crazy. So get yours now by going to 1210WPHD.com. It's going to be in media at the Media Theater. And we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to celebrate. We're going to be excited. And this is one night only, me and Fela together on stage. And I haven't been in a live event with you in quite some time, so this will be a lot of fun. We're just going to be kicking back on some stools, some microphones. There'll be a cash bar and just laughing at everything and making fun of everything that's going on in the world. And we'll have a lot of fun. So please join us for that on November 13th. But I'm looking at these numbers and how well Trump performed with Latino voters. Amazing. What's also amazing about that is how the left, particularly the media, how they keep writing stories about how Latinos supported him despite his racist rhetoric about their community. Trump never said anything racist about Latinos, ever. Not the American citizens. He talked about the people that snuck in the country illegally, illegal immigrants. And even then, he wasn't racist. He was talking about the fact that they're criminals and they need to be deported, and he's going to deport them. That's a fact. They are criminals, and they do need to be deported. But Trump never insulted the Latino community. See, unlike the left, Trump never insulted Democrat supporters. He never insulted anybody. He insulted politicians and celebrities. But he didn't go after people who support Kamala Harris. See, that's what the left does to us. They call us deplorables and garbage and on it goes. But no, his numbers in the Latino community, and I'll break some of that down with you. It's amazing. I mean, he crushed it. Crushed it. Highest numbers of any Republican ever with Latino voters. And I think there's a lot of reasons for that, too. But mostly it all comes down to the economy and security, the two biggest issues. Because here's a little surprise. Latino voters, like everybody else, the two biggest issues on their mind, the economy and immigration. And I read this New York Times story today. I got a kick out of the New York Times, how they can't understand how Trump connects with people. So they went out there to figure it out on their own. And what they, as they traveled around and talked to Trump supporters, they couldn't understand how he's able to connect with just everyday Americans. How it is that somebody who's so rich and successful can connect with everyday Americans like farmers and other people like this. And I guess the lesson here is that if you're just being authentic and you joke around and you have fun and you enjoy yourself and you talk about the issues that people are actually concerned with, you don't insult them, you don't mock them, and you deliver for them, they're going to vote for you. Not that complicated. Versus having a bunch of celebrities come out and endorse you versus everyday Americans. The celebrity endorsement is dead. Good riddance. Because nobody cares what Taylor Swift has to say, or Cardi B or Beyonce or anybody else. No one cares. They don't care what these people have to say. Now, the celebrity thing, whether it's George Clooney or whether it's whoever else, I mean, Ricky Martin, no one cares. The Democrat Party's so out of touch for so many reasons. Well, one of those reasons is when it comes to Latino voters, remember when they called them Latinx? And they're like, don't you dare call me Latinx. Latinx, a term came up by some egghead, overpriced faculty members at some university somewhere to describe, I don't know exactly what. Latinx, a term Donald Trump never used and then crushed it with Latino voters. A term the left used quite often. And Latino voters were turning around and going, can you not say that about us, please? But the fact that the Philadelphia Inquirer, for example, as it talks about how well Trump did with Latino voters in Philadelphia, the fact that they say, despite his rhetoric about their community, equating them to illegal immigrants, these are American citizens who happen to be Latino, but they're American citizens first and they're Latino second. This is something that the New York Times and the Philadelphia Inquirer and these other outlets, they can't grasp this. They can't understand this. And they bring up Tony Hinchcliffe's joke about the Puerto Rico being an island of garbage, and they're shocked that that didn't have a greater impact. I'll tell you, it's like this. If Trump made a joke, or not even Trump, because he didn't make it, if a comedian made a joke about Italy, being a bunch of, Goomba grease balls, mafia people, it's like a giant peninsula of Greece, I wouldn't then turn around and be offended by that. I would find it kind of funny, actually, and maybe I'll use that joke at some point. People can laugh and yet still vote for somebody. Or even if they were offended by the joke, or even if they think it was stupid, even if they think it wasn't funny, still vote for a politician, even though he had a comedian perform at a rally. But they were hoping that that garbage thing would have been the end of it. And they're shocked by this. And they're asking Latino voters, they're like, how can you vote for a man who had a comedian make a joke about Puerto Rico? And they're like, because I want to succeed in America. Because I want to not worry about my bills. I want to not worry about the price of electricity and the price of gas and the price of food. And I want to do well and I want to succeed and I want my kids to succeed and I want my kids to have a better country. All those reasons. And then there's the elitist writer for the Philadelphia Inquirer going, but I don't understand. He attacked your community. I'm like, how did he attack our community? Well, he said that they're bringing drugs and crime and rapists and it was, whoa, that's not my community. I'm an American citizen. I live here. Though he's talking about people that sneak into our country illegally. That's not me. Why are you equating me with those people? I do this all the time. Reason for that is because they put everybody in boxes and baskets. A basket of deplorables, basket of Latinos. And they just assume that everybody thinks the same way. Nobody has the ability to think outside of their as an individual. Same with black voters, too. Trump overperformed with black voters in a big way. And black males now are racist. I don't know if you know this or not, but black males are racist and sexist for not voting for Kamala Harris. True story. That's what Juan Williams has said. Al Sharpton has said this too. So the guy who, let's understand this now, the guy who we were told was a racist and sexist, Donald Trump, got the support of black men who are racist and sexist for voting for a guy who apparently is racist. You see how stupid this is? Here's the truth. Donald Trump was able to relate to people because everybody wants to be successful in life. And Donald Trump is offering something that we used to believe in this country, the American dream. He's the living embodiment of it. He's a billionaire. He crushed it in business. And even though they kept trying to stop him, he still kept succeeding. That's America. That's the American dream. Everybody wants a piece of that. Everybody wants to believe that they can be better off tomorrow than they are today. And everybody wants to believe that their kids can have a better life than they do. We all want that for our children. We all want to hope and believe that our children will be better off than we are, that they'll have an easier time of it, that life will be better for them. It's not that complicated. Whether you're white, black, Latino, or you're whatever. I mean, it doesn't matter. Italian, Asian. See, I don't think in terms of what demographic you fit. I just think people are people. And for the most part, the things that we have in common in this country is that we want to succeed. Trump taps into that. The left is still focused on identity politics and DEI. In fact, I had a friend send me a note today. Somebody who she can't stand Trump. And she's a friend who can't stand Trump either. But a point that somebody made about Trump, and this is kind of funny, he said, texted me after and said something like, the only joy I get right now is seeing all of our DEI training emails and thinking, F off left, we are done with you. If this causes some of that pendulum to swing back, maybe it's all worth it. You know, the DEI training that we have to do at work here that has made corporate America a place where you walk on eggshells, where you're told you have unconscious bias, where you're told that you're terrible just because you're a white person, that you're toxic just because you're male. All of that, for example. Yeah, that's over now. Companies were getting away from it. And now that Trump won, they're going to get away from it even more. The stock market is loving the fact that Trump won. What are we getting? Another interest rate hike cut? Jerome Powell's not a fool. He sees it too. Already, Hamas is talking about a surrender. Yeah, things are going to get great. They really are. Things are going to be wonderful. I'm excited about it. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is going to be the most interesting part of this whole thing because he's coming out with all these ideas. Now, he's not mandating these things, and he said he's not going to, but he wants to advise local water communities on things like fluoride, for example. Fluoride in the water systems, which Dr. Marty Makary wrote about in his book. And he talks about fluoride in the water systems and questioning whether or not we still need to do that. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is going to make that an issue, which would be very controversial. He's not mandating it, but he's going to talk about that. He's also going to dismantle various agencies within the Food and Drug Administration. So that's going to be fun to watch, too. And of course, with all of this, the leftist hysterics, the meltdowns, the media meltdowns are just glorious to watch. And people on the left melting down. And now there's a whole movement by women who are saying they're not going to have sex. Now, most of these women, in fairness to them, they weren't having sex anyway because no man would go near them. But they are now saying they're going to boycott sex. And that's pretty fascinating. And there's this one clip, and it's probably my favorite clip of the day, of this woman who's a political analyst. She is the ultimate Karen. Please forgive me if you're a good Karen, but she's the ultimate embodiment of that, who goes to a liquor store to buy champagne and proceeds to lecture the guy selling her the champagne about how Kamala Harris is going to win and literally laughs in his face as she walks out the door, even though the guy doesn't say anything. She just assumes he's a Trump supporter and just mocks him, belittles him, and walks out of the liquor store. Oh, it's glorious to listen to, as she was so confident Kamala Harris was going to win. Kamala Harris got her butt kicked. I say butt just because I know a lot of the kids are off today for school in Jersey because they have the NJEA convention. There's going to be a lot of tears in Atlantic City today and tomorrow at that convention when all the teachers get together. They're shocked. They can't believe it. I saw a clip on CBS3, I think it was, how to deal with the post-election stress, where they had mental health experts coming on giving guidance to people on how to handle the stress after the election. Yeah. Now, you think they would have done that if Kamala Harris had won? You think they would have offered Trump supporters guides and methods and ideas on how to handle their stress of losing the election? What do you think? Probably not so much, right? Trump is going to let Fed Chairman Powell finish his term. Powell's a smart guy by announcing another rate cut. It's a good thing. Economy's going to get moving again very, very quickly. But one of the key reasons why is because energy prices are about to come down in a big way, because Trump is going to push forward with an energy agenda. So on the way out the door, the Biden administration, by executive action, is trying to take off parts of the of Anwar and other places like that to take it offline for drilling so that Trump can't tap into that. But of course he can, because they're doing it by executive action. So Trump can just undo that on executive action, and which he will on day one, which is great. Death to the windmills. Death to the windmills, which means life for whales and dolphins. I'm very excited about that as well. In fact, investors are salivating over a new Trump boom, according to a report that came out today. They're excited about it. They're very excited about it. It's going to be good. It's going to be great. But for the average working person in Philadelphia who voted for Trump, for the average person in the city of Philadelphia, because Trump exceeded expectations within the city. And it's just like I told him the other night when he called the show on election night. And I said, you're going to do very well in Philadelphia, Mr. President. Latino voters and working voters, they're backing you. And he was like, really? I said, yeah. Turns out it's true. We have the numbers. We have the data on this. He did great with those groups. Winning places like Port Richmond, the Northeast, South Philadelphia. Overperforming with working class people. Really good stuff. And I'm not surprised by it. Working class people have been abandoned by the Democrat Party. It's something that Bernie Sanders has been saying now. And a lot of other Democrats who've been outliers now from the establishment and the mainstream have been saying. Truth of the matter is that the Democrats, by becoming the party of the elites, by surrounding themselves with celebrities, by abandoning working class people, by choosing to make the faculty lounge happy with pursuing their green agenda over working class people and belittling them and saying things like, well, we'll just retrain you, let you get a new job. And these people that work in the energy industry are like, I don't want a new job. I like my job. I don't want to. Don't retrain me. I'm happy. What are you doing? But let's begin, shall we, with a clip. I wanted to share this with you. This is my favorite clip of the day so far. So, and I have a lot of great clips here. This is the best of leftist Trump victory meltdowns. A little montage for you. Put together of far left TikTok, a collective meltdown over Donald Trump's victory in the 2024 presidential election. By the way, I want to hear from you today. I didn't take a lot of calls yesterday, but today is a day I want to hear from you. So pick up the phone today and call the show, 855-839-1210. Tell me how happy you are. If you're sad, you can share that too. But remember, when it's dark out, you can see the stars, okay? But really, call the show. I want to hear from you. You excited? You fired up? How happy are you? Is it now settling in, feeling realistic? Republicans have flipped the Senate. House control still undecided, but I think it's going to go their way. We still have not called McCormick's race, which is amazing because Dave McCormick won that race. And the lesser Casey needs to concede, and they need to call that race officially. But Republicans flipped 6 seats. Democrats flipped 4. It looks like Republicans will control the House, which is great. And they'll have the presidency, the Senate, and the House. And that'll be a glorious thing. So here's TikTok melting down, cut number 10.
How did we get here? How did we get here? What in the Alice in Wonderland nightmares is going on right now?
All I can say is how dare you?
If you voted for that man, if you voted for anybody other than Kamala and you live in one of the states that it was, you know, close, or if you didn't vote, you.
Go to the Senate race. It's not gonna happen. Republican Kevin
go
Kamala.
I chose family, I chose women, I chose America. I love you.
How the f is this still happening? All I've ever known politically is hatred.
I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. I'm done with you. I'm done with you and your mother and your sister. I'm just done with all of this.
guy does end up voting again, all of the people who voted for him will be, like, happy and, like, we're scared for our lives. We're scared for our friends.
How dare you put this man into office for another 4 years, knowing damn well what it means for our country, what it means for us as a people.
To know that there is that much ignorance and that much hate in this country, it's so terrifying. It's so terrifying.
How are we back in this same situation again? Who the is voting for him? Genuinely.
You, I don't want to hear about how life gets under his policies. Live with that decision. Sit with it. Let it make you uncomfortable. You.
Wow. Wow. F you. F you. Trump's on track to get over, what, like about 317, maybe 320 electoral votes. It's a crushing, crushing landslide is what it is. Crushing landslide. And I'll tell you, it's a beautiful thing to watch, too. The meltdown really is a beautiful thing to watch. He's going to win Arizona. They haven't called it yet, but he's going to win Arizona, and he's going to win Nevada, too. They haven't called it yet, and he'll be well over 300 electoral votes. Kamala Harris will be stuck at 226. Ouch. Ouch. And to win the popular vote with over 73 million votes, and that number is just going to go up too. You got to ask yourself a question. How come this was record turnout, and yet in 2020, apparently more people cast votes, even though this was a historic election with record turnout? How does that happen exactly? Kind of makes you wonder. Well, anyway, I guess we'll have to look into that one, right? That's the big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Veneri of VeneriaDental.com. Are we going to be streaming on YouTube, guys? Are we working on this?
Live on YouTube.
We are live on YouTube. Excellent. Wonderful. Fantastic. So join the fun on YouTube, youtube.com/1210WPHT. Remember to get your tickets for Politics and Pints with Jimmy Failla and me. They are selling out. So get your tickets now at 1210WPHD. And Dr. Mike Veneri wants to invite you to his Veterans Breakfast and free community shredding event this coming Saturday at his office in Cinnaminson, all right, from 9 to 12. So that'd be a lot of fun. We got a big show for you today, some great guests. We're going to analyze it all for you. Coming up, wait till you hear this lefty political analyst as she lectures a guy working at a liquor store about how Kamala Harris is going to win. You're going to love this. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So Trump won 20% of the vote in Philadelphia, which is huge. Huge. Big numbers in Philly, in working class neighborhoods. You know, it's funny, when he called the show the other night and he kept bringing up Philadelphia, and I said, listen, you're going to do well. You're going to do well in Philly. And I said, the two groups, Latino voters and working class people. Turns out, Latinos and working class voters. He outperformed with both groups. I'll go through the numbers with you as the show goes on today, but I wanted to just dig into that. And actually, I wanted Matt DeSantis to send a note to the Trump campaign with the data to prove it so that they know that what I said to him was accurate. I want them to just know that I wasn't BSing him, that materialized. It materialized in a big way in the city of Philadelphia with Latino voters and working class people, and particularly some of the neighborhoods, too. But this clip is just glorious. It's a glorious clip. So, you know, there's people in life. All right. So do we have the camera going now, finally? Yes. No.
As far as I know, Justin, I think, got it working. I don't have it up in this studio, unfortunately.
I see. It just seems like it's still the graphic, the static picture, not the.
I think him and Frank are working on it now.
All right. We have our best people working on it, but stick with us. Be patient on the YouTube stream. We'll get this going for you, hopefully very soon. This is a fantastic clip. So this woman goes into a liquor store. She's a political analyst. And I'm just going to stop it halfway through to make an observation, and then we're going to play the whole thing. This is really, really good stuff here, okay? And describe her as she's exactly the white woman that Bill Barr made fun of in his Saturday Night Live skit. Exactly this. She's got the glasses. She's got the egghead look, the short hair. Just pretentious. Just screams pretension. She goes into the liquor store to buy her champagne, okay? This is cut 14. Take a listen.
We're closing in on almost 5 p.m. Eastern time, and I've been tracking everything that's been going on across the country today. And my most important encounter was when I went out to get my champagne. I was talking to the guy in the store, of course, asking him, did he vote? And he said he did early voting, and he asked me if I early voted. He asked me, you know, why I was getting the champagne. And I said, because I'm going to be toasting Madam President tonight. And he just looked at me with kind of like a smirk on his face. And I said, you know, she's going to win this, right? And he says, oh, well, it's very, very close. And I said, no, it's not. He says, well, what do you mean? I said, no, it's not. The women of America are making their voices
heard. Let's just stop it, right? This poor guy at the liquor store is trying so hard to just you know, ring her up and get her the hell out of there, and he's trying to be polite, and he's not, but she knows the fact that he's not like Madam President, yay. She knows that he's voting for Trump. So instead of just going about her day, this is what they do. They can't help themselves. This is an observation that Jimmy Fallon made the other night about the white women. When I was asking this in our election special. I said, you know, where are the white women at? Because we keep hearing from the media there's going to be this surge of college-educated white women who are all coming out for Kamala Harris, and they're the silent Kamala Harris voter. And he said, no. Those Karens are all telling everybody they're voting for Kamala Harris. Everybody. This is exactly that. But you see this with the left, right? They can't help themselves. They got to inject themselves in every situation and lecture and make their points known to you. It's like I never do that. Are you kidding me? Never. If I went into a store and somebody made a comment about Trump, I'd be like, uh-huh, and I'd walk out. I don't care. I'm not engaging with some, you know what I mean? Like, but they feel the need. Even if it doesn't come up, like, this guy's not saying anything about Trump. This poor guy working at a liquor store, he's not bringing Trump up. He's not wearing a MAGA hat, nothing. But she can't help herself. All right, keep going.
Are making their voices heard. Reproductive rights is what it all comes down to. And the women are voting in numbers relative to men that are unbelievable. She's won this. And I said to him, she's going to take every one of the swing states plus Iowa. And he said, oh, but the numbers are so close. I said, I'm a political analyst. I'm telling you right now, the numbers are there. She's taking this election. And then I said to him, you realize, and he didn't tell me who he voted for, but of course I knew. And I said, you do realize you wasted your vote, right? And I didn't care. And I walked out with my bottle of champagne and happily walked home. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Why is it they all have that hideous cackle, too? Is that what's that? What is it like? Is that contagious or something? I'm just curious about that. What is that about? That cackle, that lefty cackle, that belittling lefty cackle. And I mean, again, this poor guy is just working at a liquor store. This woman, I guarantee you, makes a lot more money than he does. She's an elitist. She's a political analyst, which probably means she's a professor of political science somewhere. So she's got a tenured faculty position, I'm guessing. And this guy's making liquor store, whatever he's making, right? You know, 15 bucks an hour, 18 bucks an hour, whatever it is, right? And she has to mock him and laugh in his face and walk out the door and tell him he wasted his vote. It's exactly the pretentious, lefty, white woman that Bill Burr joked about in his Saturday Night Live monologue. This is what Bill Burr said. This is great. And in fairness, a friend of mine who's a woman pointed that out to me. She said this is exactly what Bill Burr was joking about that time. Here's what he said on Saturday Night Live, cut 15.
Plowing ahead. Let's talk white women here, shall we? Let's talk white women. White women, you're amazing. Amazing your accomplishments over the last few years. I got to tell you, the way white women somehow hijack the woke movement, generals around the world should be analyzing this. Just to refresh your memory, the woke movement was supposed to be about people of color not getting opportunities, the at-bats that they deserved, finally making that happen. And it was about that for about 8 seconds. And then somehow, white women swung their Gucci-booted feet over the fence of oppression and stuck themselves at the front of the line. I don't know how they did it. I've never heard so much complaining in my life from white women. My leg was so hurt with my SUV and my heated seats. You have no idea what it's like to be me. Trash and white guys. The nerve. Where's the camera? The nerve of you white women. I don't want to speak ill of my bitches here, okay? I don't. Well, let's go back in history here, okay? You guys stood by us toxic white males through centuries of our crimes against humanity. You rolled around in the blood muddy. And occasionally, when you wanted to sneak off and hook up with a black dude, if you got caught, you said it wasn't consensual. Yeah, that's what you did. That's what you did. So why don't you shut up, sit down next to me, and take your talking to.
I'm sorry. That is funny. That is funny. And I mean, that woman is the embodiment of that. You know, preachy, lecturing. It's exactly, actually, ironically enough, what Carville said to Maureen Dowd when she interviewed him back in the spring. And he said, the preachy, liberal white woman who's telling everybody what to do and what to eat and can't have cheeseburgers and go eat your peas. That woman cackling out the door in front of this poor guy working liquor who didn't bring up politics, didn't bring up, he just... And then it was trying to be polite and not engage, just be like, oh, it's going to be close. You know, not like, oh, I'm Trump, you know, MAGA, nothing. But she can't help herself, got to insert herself in his face and has to mock and laugh. Out the door. In fact, Matt, can you just rewind the cackle out the door? Because I don't, the lefty cackle, I don't understand this. What's going on in the lefty mind that produces this cackle? What sort of neurons firing or not firing produces this hideous cackle that they have? And they all seem to have it. Is it something that they get in their DEI class where they get like a button and they get the cackle, they earn it that way? Is that how this works? Listen. See? The hideous lefty cackle. There's a follow-up to this woman, too, after she learned Kamala lost on TikTok. DeSantis found this for us. Let's take a listen.
So, as you know, Kamala Harris did not win the election. As the numbers stand right now, there were 18 million fewer votes than in 2020. And as I have said all along, you have to have a huge, huge turnout. And it goes to the Dems. And we didn't have it. There is one fundamental thing that you cannot account for when you're using data to predict the outcome of an election, is you can't factor in the impact of racism or the existence of racism and misogyny.
Can't factor in racism and misogyny, kids. Can't factor it in. That's a factor that we just can't factor in, okay? It's hard to factor that in. Oh, man. That is exactly what I mean in terms of the absolute lecturing white Karen that we have talked about all these years. This poor guy at the liquor store, this poor SOB making 18 bucks an hour, just wants to get her the hell out of the store. Pay for your champagne. He's drinking a Miller High Life when he gets home tonight. He doesn't need this. He doesn't want this. He doesn't need this. All right, listen, Daniel Turner is going to join me next. We're going to analyze the election in terms of what it means for energy. And it's going to be good for energy, no doubt about it. But Emmons Roofing has you covered, literally. Roof, windows, siding, doors, you name it. Emmons is all over it for you. They got it. With a 10% off inflation relief discount, which we're not going to need soon because inflation is going to come down big time. But in the meantime, 10% off. 10% off roofing, siding, Anderson windows and doors, and they serve our entire region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. So just reach out to them today by going to emmonsroofing.com, E-M-M-O-N-S, emmonsroofing.com, and trust Matt and Stephanie, they will get the job done for you right on time and on budget, and take advantage of that 10% off inflation relief discount. Peace and protection for your home. With winter on the way, now is the time to do it. Emmons Roofing. .com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We salute you, and we are streaming live on YouTube. We got the feed going. Thank you for your patience on that. 855-839-1210 is the number. Daniel Turner is founder and executive director of Power the Future, and he's fighting communism and Marxism. Daniel Turner, how excited are you today?
Oh, Rich, you know, I was nervous because I got to tell you, once I saw Cardi B twerking on stage, I thought that was going to clinch it for Kamala. And so I was just surprised that the election went the way it did.
No one's more surprised than me. I thought Queen Latifah was going to seal the deal, me personally.
But there's many things to celebrate. Obviously, Angie's always first and foremost in my mind. But there is cause to celebrate that the Hollywood elite got their comeuppance. And I think it's going to backfire on them in the sense that they're going to double down. If you're George Clooney and you write an op-ed in the New York Times and the president resigns as a result, then gosh darn it, you better vote for who he tells you to vote. And if you're Bruce Springsteen and Julia Roberts and Robert De Niro and just innumerable singers and rap stars, they, as well as media personalities, Joe Scarborough, mm-hmm. John Meacham, the presidential historian, these people are going to be livid because they decide the news. They decide the narrative. They tell you what to think. And the American people did not listen. Not only did they not listen, they overwhelmingly rejected them. And I'm curious to see how this plays out because Hollywood is kind of incapable of eating humble pie.
There is a story in the New York Post today. Kristen Fleming wrote this. How Kamala Harris killed the celebrity endorsement. Parading A-listers over policies was always a recipe for disaster. I said this the other morning. I did a hit on Fox and Friends First with Carly Shimkus. It was 4:30 in the morning. And she asked me, you know, the night before, Trump's with steelworkers in Pittsburgh. And Kamala's on the parkway with Oprah Winfrey and Ricky Martin, who, by the way, is not an A-lister. I mean, we haven't heard from Ricky Martin in 25 years. But nevertheless, and she's, you know, the other celebrities there. And I just said, that's exactly the issue. That's it. Trump's with working class people and Kamala's rubbing elbows with people that working class people can't get near, Daniel Turner. They can't get near them.
Yeah, and they don't have an ability to speak to them. You know, there's an attitude in the political left and in the Democrat elite that said, look, I'm sorry you can't afford eggs and you can't afford bread, but women need abortions, right? I'm sorry you can't afford to pay your bills, but we have to fund the war in Ukraine. And it's what Bernie Sanders reacted to in a tweet that's getting him in a lot of trouble.
Yep.
But Bernie at 88, right, speaks his mind. And he said, we abandoned working class. We started by abandoning the white working class, and we pivoted to black and Hispanic and immigrant working class. But now we've abandoned them, too. So, and it's probably one of the most remarkable shifts. We're roughly the same age, if not the same generation. It's probably one of the greatest shifts of political alignment in our lifetime, right? Growing up as a kid in the 80s, the Republicans were the rich corporate, you know, they don't care about the working class, and the Democrats were the blue collar folks. And that is completely reversed. And I welcome it because the blue collar folks are the ones who produce our energy, they grow our food, they fight our wars, and they just get trampled on over and over again. Nobody's experiencing that now more than Bob Casey, who I tweeted a little while ago. Bob Casey is fighting harder right now to keep his Senate seat than he has fought for 18 years for Pennsylvanians. Finally, the guy is showing some moxie. Why? Because he wants his damn job. He doesn't care about Pennsylvania or coal miners who he watched get fired left and right, or frackers, where he'd said nothing when they wanted to ban fracking in the state, or LNG when they paused it, still paused. Where the hell was Bob Casey? But now that his job is on the line, oh boy, now Casey's suddenly a fighter. Screw you, Bob Casey. You deserve to lose. Pennsylvanians should fire you overwhelmingly.
No doubt. And I think that they will. And I think Dave McCormick is going to prevail. I think he's already prevailed. I think it's ridiculous that Bob Casey has not conceded yet. But I saw this in The Washington Post. Hours after Trump won, Biden moves to limit oil drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. An oil and gas auction is slated for the refuge's coastal plain. And, of course, from the Post perspective, you know, provides critical habitat for caribou, polar bears, and other wildlife. So Biden now wants to take it off limits.
Yeah, totally unsurprising. These are going to be the last few things, and my organization will do a bang-up job documenting all of this. These are the things that they will do in the lame duck session to try to handicap the president and the incoming administration. But it will not work. Biden can pass an executive action that says, I will ban oil and gas in the North Slope of Alaska, and President Trump will overturn it. What will happen is President Trump will get the negative headline in places like the New York Times. On his first day, Donald Trump expands oil and gas in pristine Arctic wilderness. The headline should be, on his first day, Donald Trump reverses bad Biden decision. Funny little anecdote along these lines. 2016, Housing and Urban Development, HUD agency, which was Secretary Castro, Joaquin Castro was the secretary. On his very last day, one of the Castro brothers, yes, on his very last day in HUD, he decreased the mortgage payments for government housing by an absurd amount of money. HUD would have gone broke, because if you have a HUD loan, you have to pay the government back for your loan. And HUD would have gone bankrupt in weeks with this. Why? Because the very next day, they got the headline, on first day in office, Ben Carson increases mortgages on minority homeowners. No, he didn't. All he did was undo what little Castro, petty little obnoxious America-hating game-playing Castro, did on his last day. And that's what Biden's going to do to us on oil and gas. He will do innumerable little things like this because they know their little buddies in the media will publish stories to make it look like we're the bad guys. This is what the American people, Rich, hate about politics. But politicians are too dumb to realize it.
Well said, my friend. Listen, we're going to be talking a lot in the next coming months as the transition team takes shape, as Trump starts rolling out his agenda. I know Power of the Future is going to be front and center with their policy recommendations. But last thing before I let you go, clearly fracking was a huge issue in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, absolutely. Energy was on the ballot, and energy voters in Pennsylvania said, what am I supposed to do? Right? If you ban this practice, Where do I go? I love Texas, but if I'm from, you know, Butler County, I don't necessarily want to move to Texas. I want to live in the county where my mom lives and my dad and my brothers and sisters, and I want to keep my job. And that's what's on the line, right? And the displacement of our workforce. Heck, I'm thrilled that Texas is doing as well as it is, as Oklahoma, as North Dakota. But Pennsylvania has the right to be as prosperous as they are, because they have just as much oil and natural gas. And it's bad policies that are displacing great Pennsylvanians and forcing them to live in other parts of the country. And that's cruel, and it's unfair, and it's unjust, and it's un-American. So, yeah, fracking was on the line because blue-collar workers turned out in force because they're tired of being trampled on because John Kerry's afraid of the weather. And that's basically what it came down to, right? It came down to, I believe in the climate agenda, and therefore everyone else must suffer. And how's 4 years of suffering been when we can't afford food, can't afford to pay rent? But they're telling us, but we're going to tackle this crisis. You guys had your chance. You didn't just blow it. you deliberately sabotaged us because you have a crazy agenda, and this was retribution.
Daniel Turner, Power of the Future. Follow him at Daniel Turner PTF. Thanks, buddy. We'll be talking again very soon.
Thank you, Rich. Always a pleasure to be on your show.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We go to Joe in Fishtown on the celebrity endorsements and meltdowns. Hello, Joe.
Brother Rich, this is the best freaking day of my life, man.
Right?
I tell you, but you just played all the cackling cat. Oh, my God. But I got to tell you, first and foremost, I want to thank you for having me on, and I want to thank everybody at 1210 for helping get this Donald Trump in office, because without you guys, it probably, you know, you played a big part, whether you know it or not, I'm pretty sure you do. And with that, it's amazing. Rich, think about it. You should be Trump's consigliere. You got the Don on the hotline. You know what I mean? Next time you're sitting with your buddy sipping a bourbon, smoking a cigar, you know, when to act like the phone rings, I got to talk to Don once, man. I got to get over something. You know? Hey, Rich, guess what else? Yo, Trump ain't even in office. Get this. He killed two birds in one stone. Pennsylvania had a drought, right? We got a big water drought. All the Democrats' tears filled up all the reservoirs. It's full. We don't have to worry about the water drought. And now he created a bunch of jobs in Hollywood because De Niro, Sarah Silverman, and Amy Schumer are all leaving. So now we got a bunch of openings for actors. Any actors, move out to Hollywood. Rich, I'll tell you, it's been great. I've been killing people in work over this. I lost my voice. I haven't seen the Democrats this upset since the Republicans ended slavery, Rich. It's unbelievable. It's beautiful.
That's a great line.
it's beautiful, Rich. They're losing their minds. Without joking, this ain't a joke, but some guy before I left, the second shift guy came in. He told me there's a bunch of people committing suicide and all. I'm like, that's because of hopefully their family sues CNN and all for misinformation. Because they're all falling for this Trump and Hitler, and he's going to throw everybody out of the country. You know, they're all drinking the Kool-Aid.
Joe, I got to run,
nice
but, man.
Enjoy, buddy.
That's a great line. You just made me crack up out loud. That was very good. Very funny. I haven't seen Democrats this upset since Republicans ended slavery. That's very funny. Well done. Well done. That's great. All right. If you're on hold, stick on hold. I appreciate your patience. We've got another guest coming up, and then I'm going to grab some of your calls. Phil Kirpin, who's president of American Commitment. We're going to find out what's next for Trump's agenda in D.C. 855-839-1210. Get your tickets to see me and Jimmy Failla on stage together. Coming up Wednesday night, the 13th, at the Media Theater in Media, PA. It's going to be a blast, all right? It's going to be a lot of fun, and I want you to be there, but the show will sell out, no doubt about it, so make sure you join us. Listen, DuckDuckGo is a 3-in-1 privacy solution, Privacy Pro, and you need to get it. It's got the VPN, personal identity theft restoration, if your identity's ever stolen. It's got personal information removal for your personal information that might be on the internet, phone numbers, addresses, or anything like that. You know, whenever I'm on the Wi-Fi, like even right now, I'm at the Zioli home studio, I still like the VPN because I don't want Xfinity knowing where I'm going online. I don't want anyone tracking me. The VPN protects me no matter where I am. And there's a lot of VPNs out there, but this one's from DuckDuckGo. So you know it's legit. They're the pioneers in privacy. So you get 3-in-1 privacy solution for only 10 bucks a month. And if you go to duckduckgo.com/1210, you get a week on us, a week for free, 7-day free trial. And it works on your phone, it works on your laptop, every browser. It's just terrific. And it'll keep you safe and secure. You don't want anyone tracking you. You got to get the VPN. If your identity's ever stolen, they're going to get it back for you and get rid of all the personal information on the web for you as well. It's a no-brainer. DuckDuckGo.com/1210.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.